In many cases, medical devices have to be custom made. That makes them expensive, and it can take a long time for them to be produced. 3D printers have the potential to help overcome some of those obstacles. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, the technology has had an impact on countless industries, but there are few areas where it shows more potential than in medicine.
In many ways, Violet Hall is an average 9-year-old. Goofy, smart, artistic.
I have one.
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
You're so modest.
Modest, very humble.
That's Violet sitting with her mom, Millette, and dad, Brandon. But there's something that makes Violet unique. She was born without her right hand or forearm. She's used prosthetics before, but she outgrows them quickly. They can also be clunky, bulky, and expensive. But the one she's using now is different. John Rasick made it in the Mad Lab at Indiana University using a 3D printer. Rasick is a senior lecturer of design at IU. Here's his explanation of how 3D printing works.
It's just a series of slices, and you can control that resolution. You can control how thick, how solid the pieces are. So if you were printing a cup, you would print a circle, and then the bed would drop by millimeters or less than a millimeter, and then you'd print another circle, and then it would just keep going and keep going and keep going until you had a physical object.
After attending an Indiana University Science Fest, Millette Hall posted on Facebook inquiring about 3D printing. She wondered whether someone could print a prosthetic hand custom fit for Violet. Rasick's daughters played on a sports team with Violet, so he saw the post and responded. It took about 6 months for Rasick to make 2 prototypes and the final arm. He printed the arm in a series of parts, then used what's essentially fishing line to hold it together.
And the way it works is when she bends her elbow, it moves the fingers. It's not perfect, but you can get the sense of how it works.
And Violet acknowledges that, too.
Still working out some kinks, maybe? Mm-hmm.
It's very noisy.
The big plus for the Hall family, though, it was also affordable. The prosthetic cost only $35 to print.
You know, part of the motivation behind this whole movement was prosthetics are very expensive, and they're very expensive for kids, and kids grow, obviously. So this allows you to as the kids grow, you can reprint the arm to fit them.
3D printers are a game changer across the medical field, not just with prosthetic arms.
So this is a side view of the knee. This is the femur. Here's the tibia.
That's Dr. Todd Midla, one of the few orthopedic surgeons in the state and the only one in Indianapolis offering 3D printed knee replacements. Midla says traditional knee replacements are based on a sized scale, and that's why 3D technology makes more sense to him.
And when that prosthesis is made, it's made to fit that patient only and nobody else.
Midla recommends 3D replacements for most of his patients. That's a pretty dramatic shift considering he's only been using the technology within the last 2 years. But he's noticed faster recovery times, more satisfied patients. Across the country, doctors are using 3D printers to make skin, synthetic organs, heart valves, and medical devices.
I didn't say I was the most used.
Working with Violet is one of Rasick's first forays into medically related printing. Looking to the future, he sees incredible potential for 3D technology.
I think the way to proceed is you get a lot of people at the table. You get doctors, you get nurses, you get medical administrators, people who run hospitals, you get designers, you get fabricators, all at the table discussing these problems. And with all that input, you're going to get good solutions that actually work.
Rasick is also taking his work with 3D printing international with several projects. He's working on a crutch design and working on another prosthetic arm for a little girl in Uganda. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.